Welcome! Today we're heading to Cadaqués, at the northern edge of Spain's Costa Brava, place where the coast stops behaving like a postcard and starts feeling wild, quiet, and wonderfully specific. Think of this as a slow route, not a checklist. We'll follow the Mediterranean north through coves and villages, settle into Cadaqués' whitewashed harbor, then look toward the rocky headland of Cap de Cruz. Along the way, I'll share a practical short itinerary, a few things to taste, and ways to travel with care. The journey is part of the destination here. The Costa Brava can shift quickly from broad beach towns to pine-fringed inlets, stone walls, and roads that curl around the hills. Bright water flashes between the bends, then disappears again. It asks you to slow down. That winding approach is not always effortless, especially if you dislike narrow, curving roads, but it gives the north coast its sense of arrival. Leave room for a spontaneous stop in a coastal village or at a small cove rather than trying to cover every mile. Then Cadaqués appears, gathered around its bay in white walls, tiled roofs, and a harbor that feels intimate, even when it is lively. Walk without a fixed route. The lanes rise and narrow, sunlight catches the pale facades, and the sea is never far away. Its long association with artists is more than a decorative footnote. The sharp light, irregular shoreline, and slightly separated feeling of the town help explain the creative pull. Salvador Dali is closely linked with this area, but Cadaqués has its own character beyond any single name. My favorite rhythm here is simple. Begin near the waterfront, take the back streets slowly, pause for coffee or a view, and let the harbor draw you back. Is there a must-see corner? Perhaps, but the real pleasure is noticing how the town changes with the light. Beyond town, Cap de Cruz feels elemental. Rock formations meet open sea, scrubland bends in the wind, and the horizon seems unusually vast. Go for a walk, choose a viewpoint, or simply sit for a while. This is landscape that benefits from unhurried attention. Conditions and access can vary with weather, season, and local management, so check local guidance before setting out. Wear suitable shoes, carry water, and stay on marked paths. The headland is beautiful precisely because it is exposed and fragile. For a compact trip, use Girona or another Costa Brava base as your starting point, then travel north through the coastal villages toward Cadaqués. If you have a car, you gain the freedom to pause at coves and viewpoints, though the final roads reward patient driving. Give Cadaqués at least an afternoon and an evening. Arrive, walk the harbor and old lanes, then stay long enough for the mood to soften after day visitors leave. Reserve part of the next day for Cap de Cruz or a nearby cove, depending on local conditions. Public transport can work, but buses and seasonal connections deserve advance checking. Don't build an ambitious itinerary around an assumed service. A flexible plan with one or two priorities and room to adapt will feel far more generous than a tightly timed dash. At the table, keep an eye out for seafood, local anchovies, good olive oil, pa am tomake, and the wider warmth of Catalan cooking. This is not a place to rush through meals. A modest plate shared near the water can become part of the day's memory. Spring and early autumn are often appealing for milder weather and a little more breathing room in small coastal places, although the best season depends on whether you value swimming, walking, or quiet. Whenever you go, use water thoughtfully and keep your impact light. Respect marked trails, pack out litter, and treat coves as living habitats rather than private backdrops. In Cadaqués, remember that people live behind those beautiful doors. Keep noise low, avoid blocking narrow lanes, and give everyday village life the same consideration you'd want at home. The useful takeaway is this. Cadaqués rewards the traveler who leaves room for the detour's slow drive, a harbor walk, a change of plan when the wind rises. Thank you for listening, and wherever your route leads next, travel gently. Goodbye.